Hi, patient's date of birth is 4/20/1989, 4/20/1989, 131/24, Sandra Kimes, K-I-M-E-S. Chief complaint, abdominal pain. Patient is a 34-year-old young lady who is a custodian, does a lot of bending, comes in with pain over her bladder. Patient says that she also has dysuria. She's not hurting at this time. She's had no nausea, vomiting, hematemesis, meningitis, seizure, convulsion. The vitals of note is her heart rate of 144. It's important to mention that she's has an appointment with a cardiologist. She's seen her PCP. She's had an EKG done, which was consistent with sinus tach. Her heart rate always comes down. Her echocardiogram shows a very fast heart rate, which makes it difficult to look at the structure. What's important is she's refusing EKG today in big letters and refusing to go to the hospital. She says, when I go home, the heart rate will come down. Put all that in the capital letters. Allergy, sulfa, COVID immunization, none, medication, Suboxone twice a day, opioid dependency and anxiety, is her medical condition, surgery, C-section. Also has a history of ovarian cyst that has gone away in the past. Let's see, family history, strong family history of coronary artery disease, myocardial infarction in the male offspring, dad and grandfather in the family. She has an appointment with a cardiologist coming up as well after she saw her primary care physician, period. New paragraph. She also had blood work done, including thyroid, which was within normal limits, period. New paragraph. She also had a urine tox screen done today here in our office, which was only positive for buprenorphine. Urinalysis today shows trace positive for leukocytes. Then, let's see, on exam, no, last period was 2 weeks ago under social, no smoking, no drinking, no drug use, she states. She weighs 139 pounds, denies any weight loss, 96%, 98.1, 18, 144, 140 over 89, hard pulses, home pulses still, lungs are clear, abdomen soft, there's no tenderness, I cannot elicit any tenderness over her bladder, over the right lower abdomen, left lower abdomen, or any other area. Neurological non-focal skin shows no rash, lower extremity shows no edema. Looking at her ultrasound of her abdomen is totally negative, including pelvis. Thyroid ultrasound shows a 0.7 centimeter thyroid cyst on the left side that needs to be rechecked. A slight fatty liver, gallbladder looks normal. Kidneys look normal. The leg pain caused us to do an ultrasound of her legs, and there was no evidence of DVT or PVD with history of atherosclerotic heart disease in the family. We looked at a carotid as well, and there was minimal stenosis and calcification noted. Period, new paragraph with history of ovarian cysts. We looked at her pelvis. There was no evidence of ovarian cysts noted in the lower abdomen or any other abnormalities. Period, new paragraph. Number one, UTI, rosefenogram now, then Cipro 500 twice a day, avoid sulfa. Number two, tachycardia, again, refusing EKG, refusing to go to the hospital. She says she's had it worked up in the past. As soon as she gets home, it gets better, in quotation. She's going to call me nevertheless when she gets home with the blood work, I mean, with her heart rate. If she gets worse, she promises to go to the emergency room then. Next number, no history of thyroid issue. Next number is the tox screen is negative, except for buprenorphine. Next number, as far as the abdominal pain is concerned, I cannot elicit any pain over the right lower quadrant or mid lower abdomen. She tells me if the pain comes back and doesn't get any better, she will go to the hospital. Next number, return in 3 months for thyroid cyst left side. Next number, findings discussed with patient at length before leaving. Next number, blood work once again is up to date, so this was not repeated. Thank you.